If you have your Bible today, we'll look at John. John chapter 14 this morning. John chapter 14, verse 1. The Bible says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." I want to preach just a little while, if God will be my help this morning, on this thought, rising above the storm. Amen. Rising above the storm. Now the Lord was speaking to disciples here, and he knew he had to go away, and it wasn't going to be long. But he said, "Let not your heart be troubled." Amen. He said, "Don't let your heart be troubled." He said, "You believe in God, believe also in me." What he was telling us there, he said, "A storms are coming," but he said, "You're going to be prepared for it." He said, "If you just believe in God and you believe in me," he said, "we'll take it from there." I'm so thankful today, praise God, that we can believe in God and we can trust Lord Jesus Christ, and he'll take us from there, praise God. We look at this thing in the world that we live in. It seems like it's a frightening future ahead of us, amen. It seems like things is kind of spiraling out of control. Things is going in different directions. Kind of scary, amen, sometimes if you get to really thinking upon it and you ponder upon it and you watch the news media and the things that's on there, it's kind of a scary situation. All the negativity's out there, negativity everywhere that you look. It seems like a whole lot of hopelessness. People are just losing hope. But I want to say our hope today is not in this world. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ and the help that he has to give us. Amen. It'll keep us from being depressed. It'll keep us from thinking about a doomsday type situation, an outlook of doom. Amen. I'm going to say praise God. God's not the author of doom and gloom. God is the author of full salvation and assurance in the Lord Jesus Christ. But maybe you're today, and maybe you're getting caught up in this. Maybe you feel kind of anxious within your soul. Maybe you feel kind of afraid for the future, afraid for our children. Amen. And we ought to be afraid for our children because they're being brought up in a world, a society that's turned their back on God, don't want goodness and godliness anywhere around us. But I'm glad, praise God, that we have a blessed hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be fearful today, but you don't have to be, praise God. You don't have to be afraid of the future. We don't have to be afraid of death. I know this COVID thing is an awful thing, and it's affecting a whole lot of lives and different families, and we're seeing it more and more as it comes down to where we live and into our families and our homes. But praise God, we don't have to be fearful of none of that. Praise God, we just have to put our faith and trust in Lord Jesus Christ. He's all that we have. Amen? He's all that we have, but he's all that we need. Praise God. But we have to ask ourselves, if we're fearful today, if we had to ask ourselves, are we ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for Jesus? If he comes today, amen, are you ready? If the rapture took place, would you be left behind, or would you go out of here to be with the Lord? You say, "Preacher, them pretty serious questions." Amen. They're very serious questions. And Ms. Joyce already said, we need to search ourselves today, children. We need to understand where we are, amen, praise God, in our salvation, in our souls, in the depths of our heart, where we are, where you and I are today. And so we can make plans to advance for the glory of God. We have to figure it out. If the rapture took place today, would you be left behind? Amen? Or would you go out of here to be with the Lord and to ever be with him? To go to that place that Brother Bill was a singing about, that portals of glory in heaven. Amen, today. Amen. What the question we're asking today is, where do you stand with the Lord? How's your standing with the Lord? You say, "Well, Pastor, what are you talking about?" I'm talking about if we stood before Jesus Christ right now, how would we fare? Amen. Would we be found pleasing to the Lord by the way we've lived and acted and reacted in this world? Or would there be some issues in our life that would need to be addressed? Amen. Is there situations in our life, amen? Some things that's come up in our lives that we could think about that would disallow us, amen, to be in the good grace of God? You say, "Well, preacher, we stay in the good grace of God. We can't. We don't always." Amen. We can do things that's detrimental, amen, to our standing with God. Amen. I know we're saved, and once you're saved forever, praise God, because God loves you and he saves you, and we're saved by trusting and putting our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. But praise God, if we got God in our heart, and we know our standing is good with him because we're trusting in him, we're relying on his truth and his word, amen, we've been established in his goodness. Amen. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. But what's the answer to this? It's an answer of being prepared, praise God, for anything. being prepared for life or death or tragedy or any instance that comes up in our life. It's being prepared, amen, right now. Amen. A lot of times we think, well, you know, one day in a little while we're going to get prepared, and we're going to get prepared for this and that and another. But I want to say, church, today, brother and sister Christ, we need to be prepared right now. We need to be prepared, praise God, to be a children of God, praise the Lord. You say, well, how do you do that? By trusting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior from sin. Amen. We don't talk about sin a whole lot. And I think what we've done, we've messed up. Amen. We've got to where we take sin lightly. We sweep it under a rug. We dust it off like it's nothing. But I want to say sin is a serious thing. And we have to realize, praise God, that we need to deal with our own personal sinfulness. Amen. The Bible says, he that saith he hath no sin is a liar, and the truth's not in him. Amen. But we are all sinners. You say, well, how do we get out of it? By being born again. Amen. The Bible tells John 3:7, that he said, Jesus said, you must be born again. He said, you got to have a new birth. We've got to be born from somewhere else. Amen. We were born, he said, we were born physically in a fleshly birth. But he said, you got to have a spiritual birth. He said, there's got to be something that transforms you, praise God, from the inside out. Amen. Praise God. And to have that spiritual birth, he says in Acts 4:12, he said, of being saved by the marvelous grace of God. Amen. We've got to be born again. We've got to be saved. We've got to be, and we're saved by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What He's done for us on Calvary. And Matthew says that it's a simple plan of salvation. It's not that hard. Hello? He said, preacher, why are you preaching on salvation? Because we need to be saved. We need to be saved and know it. We need to know where we stand with God. We need to be knowing that our future, praise God, is secure. Amen. It's been bought and paid for, youngins. Amen. It's been redeemed by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ. And when we put our faith and trust in Him, He's the one that makes it. That's why He would tell somebody, He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God. He said, believe in me also. Amen. Because He's an awesome, also God who's there to help us, praise God. But He would say in Matthew, He said, our hearts need to be like little children. He said, we need to come to Him like little children. Look at Matthew 18, if you will. Matthew 18:1, it says, and at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Boy, what a question. Let me tell you, I can answer that for you. The greatest in the kingdom of heaven is God the Father and God the Son. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's not you, it's not I, it's not the disciples, but praise God, it's God the Father and God the Son. And He said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Now I want you to look at this morning for just a moment, of what this little child that Jesus called unto Him. The Lord Jesus Christ, they asked Him, said, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus Christ, without blinking, without thinking, praise God, He called unto Himself a little child. Now what did the little child do? Praise God, he saw Jesus, amen, the kindly face of Jesus, those warm, inviting hands as Jesus stretched them out to him. And that little fellow, praise God, without doubting, without worrying, without trying to logic it out and think it out, he come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What we have to do, church, today is we have to, without thinking, just come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said we have to humble ourselves, just come like little children. Amen. Don't think. Don't try to reason it out. Just come. Just keep coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. And what that little child done, he come to Jesus, praise God. And I can just see him. He goes in there and climbs up and just hops up in his lap, praise God. Jesus snuggles him up, pulls him up in his arms, praise God. Hugs him real big and good. Amen. Glory be to God. And as he hugs him up and he takes him over and he sets him down, he said, that's the way you got to come. He said, you got to come like little children. He said, just come with a humble heart and a meek spirit. Amen. Come putting everything else beside. Amen. Get rid of your humility. Praise God. Your attitude of inhumility. And just come to Lord Jesus Christ and put yourself in His hand. Climb up in His lap. Praise God. It don't matter what people say. It don't matter what people think. Just come to Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, praise God. And He'll snuggle you up. Amen. He said, you got to come like these little children. Amen. Unreservedly, if you will. Amen. Praise God. Without questioning. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You said, you believe in God. He said, believe also in me. Just come unto me and I'll give you rest. The Bible teaches us here, praise God, we just got to come, be saved like little children. Now the Bible teaches us that there's got to be three things that we do. I want to give you these this morning. We'll go to the house and say, boy, it's been good to be in the Lord's house. Hey, some things that we have to be good to have our sins forgiven, to believe and be accepted. Amen. To have sins forgiven. Praise God. Number one, first thing you got to do is realize this morning, praise God, that you are a sinner. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'm not a sinner. I've been saved. Praise God, you're a sinner. The Bible said we've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. Amen. We've all went against the holy God. We've all, praise God, broken His laws and His commandments. Amen. We've all done that. We've all sinned. When we realize, praise God, that the law is our school teacher teaches that we're not perfect and we never will be. But we need a helper, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. When we recognize our own sinners, when you recognize that you're a sinner. Amen. When we recognize that we're a sinner, that you're a sinner, every day, praise God, you're apt to sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. Romans 3:23 tells us that we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. You say, well, preacher, every now and then, well, praise God, one sin's all it takes. Hello. One sin is all it takes. You say, how do you know that? Because you remember our great grandmother and grandfather, Adam and Eve. They was in the garden. They was in a perfect place with a perfect God in a perfect environment. Amen. And a perfect praise and a perfect worship and a perfect walk. Amen. When everything's perfect, you can't get much better than that, can you? That's where they were. But because of one sin, they lost their place in the Garden of Eden. They were excluded from the Garden of Eden forever. Amen. That because of one sin. So we have to realize this morning, you have to realize, I have to realize, praise God, we're just all old sinners in need of a Savior. Amen. Every one of us is sinners. Every one of us need a Savior. Every one of us need help every day. We can't make it without the Lord. You can't make it through one day, amen, without Him. I can't make it. You can't make it. We can't make it. The church can't make it. The country can't make it. What's wrong with the world today is we've tried to isolate ourselves from God, when we should have been drawn closer to Him like little children. He's beckoning unto us to come unto Him, all you laboring heavy laden, said, I'll give you rest. He said, if you'll just come to me like little children, I'll draw you unto myself and I'll give you peace. We don't have no peace in this world because we've turned our back on God. But if we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we begin to come to Him, we begin to realize and recognize, praise God, that we're just old sinners, amen, in need of a Savior, praise God. So we got to recognize that we're sinners. You have to recognize that you're a sinner. I mean, don't think of yourself above that you ought. But we ought to think of ourselves every day as, Lord, I'm just an old sinner. I've told you before, every day I get up and I say, Lord, I'm doing good. I ain't said nothing wrong, went in any wrong directions. But in a minute, I'm going to throw these old feet out of this bed and hit the floor, and I'm going to need all the help I can get. Yeah, preacher, I wouldn't say that. It just shows you're weak. Praise God. Yeah, I am weak. Amen. Praise God. I'll admit it. I'm just weak and vile and wicked as the devil. But for the grace of God, amen, it touches me every day. He gives me the strength to be one of His little children. He gives me the help that I need just like He does you. And without Him, amen, praise God, I can do nothing. But praise God, I'm glad that with Him, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen. Praise God. I can face today. I can face yesterday. I can face tomorrow. Praise God. Because I know, praise God, who He is. I recognize that I'm a sinner. Praise God. And I admit that I need a Savior. Amen. Can you admit today that you need a Savior? Amen. Not just to be saved, but you need a Savior to take you and lead you and guide you and keep you. Amen. To take you in the right direction. You can't do enough, praise God, to be saved. You can't do enough to get rid of your sin. There's not enough hours in the day. There's not enough help within you, amen, to get rid of our sin and sinfulness. We can't do it. Now, I know as people, as born-again believers, we try it every day, don't we? And we ought to try. We ought to try to do things that's pleasing to God. We ought to. God bless your sweet heart. That's honorable. Amen. But we've got to realize, church, that we cannot do enough good things, praise God, to save ourselves, to rid ourselves from sin. And we need to be careful, because if we ain't careful, we begin to tell our loved ones and our family members when sinfulness comes along, we try to take that and make light of it, sweep it up under the rug, amen, try to get it out of sight and just go on. Hello? But you know what happens? I've told you before, I've done some of that stuff myself when I was at home. Mama have us cleaning and stuff, and we'd lift up the corner rug and sweep that dirt under there, amen, so you get done in a quick hurry when she pulled in the driveway. But after a time or two, that rug starts getting lumpy. Amen? And it ain't too long before Mama figures it out. I won't say, praise God, it don't take God no time to figure it out. Amen? What we have to do, we have to begin to tell our families, our children, our loved ones, we have to begin to tell ourselves within our own reasoning, praise God, that we're just old sinners and we need a Savior. We need to start telling our children, our loved ones, instead of trying to explain this stuff away, instead of just trying to, you just try to do a little bit better, you just work a little bit harder. No, what we need to do is me and you, listen, church family, we need to start hitting our knees and praying and say, oh God, forgive me a sinner, that my light will shine brighter, that they can see Christ in me. Amen. That they'll move away from the sinfulness, that we'll move in a different direction, that we'll move closer to Lord Jesus Christ than we've ever been. Amen. That we, you and I, can be more like Him in this journey called life. Amen. We need to tell our children. Our children smarter than they used to be. They realize sinfulness. Amen. You and I, when we were youngins, we knew sinfulness. We knew what sin was. We knew God through our consciousness shows us right and wrong. And when they come to us, they say, hey, listen, I just don't feel right about that. Say, praise God, that's sin. And we need to isolate ourselves. And the only way our isolator today is the Lord Jesus Christ. He comes between. He's that go-betweener, praise God. He's that consoler. He comes between us and sin. Amen. And when we begin to realize that, we begin to get the help that the Lord has for us. We begin to take different directions. Amen. Praise His name. Because we can't get rid of our sin, praise God. He takes our sin for us. Just like we can't save ourselves. Amen. You have no way of saving yourself today. Bible says that we're lost without God. That means we're alienated from the God that loves us. Amen. So we have to realize, praise God, that we need a Savior. Amen. You say, what is it? Who is Jesus? You might say He's our rescuer. He's the one that comes to our rescue. Amen. I pray He's the one that's got that life thing, that life preserver that He can throw out to you, praise God, when you wander off into the deep. Amen. Hey, listen, every one of us has been there. You look at me and say, well, preacher, that's not me. You're lying? Amen. And the truth's not in you. Every one of us have wandered away from God. Every one of us have turned and went in the wrong direction. But praise God, the life preserver's been there. And when we put our faith and trust, when we realize that we're just old sinners and needing a Savior, there'll come the life raft just in time, praise God, that life preserver, and He'll pull us back in. He'll get us back to a place of safety. And He does it because He loves us. He is our preserver. He is our rescuer. Amen. Praise God. Rising above the storm. We need the Lord Jesus Christ to rescue us. In Titus chapter number 3, the Bible speaks to us very clearly on this issue. Amen. Titus chapter number 3 and verse number 4. He said, but after the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Ain't you glad it did? Ain't you glad, praise the Lord, that we can see the Lord Jesus Christ and know that He loves us and He cares for us? He says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Praise His holy name. That being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. He said, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Amen. So he says, what we need, we need that Savior, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. Praise God that he can come along beside us and say he can set up his maintenance program in us. Amen. I want to say, praise God, our maintenance program is kind of like our New Year's resolution. We'll set it, we'll plan it, we'll try to program it into ourselves. But I want to say you and I don't program very well within ourselves, but there's a God of heaven who will program us through Jesus Christ. We can be programmed through him, praise God, with a program that'll work so that the Holy Ghost of God will begin moved in us and we can begin to see the works of God manifest, not of ourselves, but of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he might get glory out of our lives. Amen. But first of all, we have to realize and recognize that we're old sinners. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be able to just fall on our face. Listen to me, church. Every one of us ought to be able to fall on our face at any minute and say, Lord, I'm an old sinner. Please forgive me of my sin and my sinfulness. I don't care if you've been saved a week or 25, 30, 40, 50 years. Amen. Every one of us ought to be able to fall on our face and say, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. Amen. Praise God. We all sin comes short. Praise God. We all fail God every day. If we just admit that we're sinners, praise God. If we'll just admit that you and I need a Savior. We can't make it without Him. Amen. I'm not going to try to. I've done decided, praise God. Hey, I'm going to let Him program me. I don't do good on my own. I'm just saying. But praise God, I'm glad I've got a Savior. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, if we'll just recognize our sin, he said, if we'll just admit that you're a sinner, he said, then just believe on Lord Jesus Christ, he is our Savior. Amen. That he is the Savior that we need. The Savior that you need. Amen. Listen, I want to say, our government ain't going to save us. Amen. Our people ain't going to save us. Our army, our military can't save us. Amen. They don't have any answers at all. But God Almighty knows from the beginning and end what needs to take place, and He is our Savior. He's the only Savior that you need. Amen. You say, preacher, how do I believe? You believe that it means to trust and rely on and hear to the precious Word of God. To believe that He died for your sins on the cross of Calvary. Amen. That He died for your sins, praise God. He is the propitiation. He's the price of sin. So therefore, we just stake everything that we are. We bank it on Him. It's not on us, praise God, that we might boast. But it's on the Lord Jesus Christ and what He done for us. Amen? For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk. We should walk. We should walk in them. In what Christ has done for us, the promises that He's made us, the promises this world's making us, they're for naught. Amen. The trials, the rising above the storm comes when we put our faith not in man and man-made things, but in the Lord Jesus Christ. He elevates us, praise God, to a new plateau. Amen. That gets us closer. Praise God. Now get this. That gets us closer and closer to heaven every day. One day in a little while, Brother Robert, we'll just step off of here in the portals of glory, and there we'll be. Amen? That's what makes a difference. When we believe that He died for our sins or your sins on the cross of Calvary. Now, it's easy to say, well, preacher, the Lord Jesus, He died for Pastor Jeff's sins on the cross of Calvary. No, He died for all of our sins on the cross of Calvary. Amen? For every one of us. And when we come to Him, praise God, when we just admit, Lord, I'm just an old sinner. I need Your help. Lord, I admit that You're the only help that can help me. Amen. You're the only positive direction I can go. Praise His holy name. So we believe He died on the cross for me. We believe that He didn't only die, but He rose again. You know, that rising again is what gives victory. Amen. If he would have stayed in the grave, he'd just been another dead man. Amen. He'd been just like another dead so-called God, like Allah and Muhammad and all these others that people lift up. But praise God, our Lord and our Savior, praise the Lord, He died on the cross of Calvary and shed His blood for you and I, and He got up victorious over death in the grave. Proof has it, praise God. History tells us, and it's never been able to be refuted, that Jesus rose from the dead. He rose from the dead, praise God, for you and me. That we might, through faith, receive Him, praise God, in that death and burial and resurrection that He committed for us. Amen. By faith, praise God, that we'd receive Him by faith. In John chapter number 1, The Bible tells us it's by faith in what the Lord has done for us. In John chapter number 1, he said he came to his own received him not. Verse 11. But you know, he's still coming to people today and they're not receiving him. Every one of us today knows somebody that he's dealing with. You know how you know today that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost of God's dealing with people? Because they're some of the most miserable people you know. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I got somebody in my household that's kind of like that. They're just miserable. Maybe the Holy Ghost of God's dealing with them. You say, well, I don't know what to do. Praise God. Show them the love of God. Amen. Praise God. Ask God to forgive you of your sins. Help you be a light. Praise God. To illuminate the darkness so that they can see the light of Christ. Because he said it came to his own received him not. But now look what he says, verse 12. He says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Amen. To all of them that received him. See, he said he had to have that childlike faith. We have to come to Lord Jesus Christ just like little children, without any reservations. Amen. What ifs or buts. We just have to, praise God, when Lord Jesus Christ opens his arms to us, just run up and hop in his lap, praise God, and let him embrace us with the love of God. Well, I tell you what, there's nothing like it. We've been seeing it quite often. Talk to somebody today. We've been seeing the touch of God quite often here. Amen. You say, preacher, this COVID thing makes it difficult. Yeah, it does. But praise God, when we overcome and when we go ahead and step past this mess in which we're in, and we look not at the mess, but at the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he gives us liberty in the mess. Rising above, praise God, this stuff that we're facing in this world. And it's through the power. When we receive him, he gave you power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen. What does that mean? That means trust and rely on here too. Do we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Is there really a strong belief in your heart that God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, is the Lord and Savior? But is he, amen, is he your Lord and Savior? It's easy to say, well, the Lord sure does love Brother Robert. The Lord sure does love Brother Jeff. But I want to say, praise God, God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, he loves you. He's your Savior. He came to seek and save those that were lost. And every one of us was lost without God. Every one of us had to be saved. Amen. Praise God. He said, when we come to him, he said, which were born not of blood. He said it wasn't natural. Nor the will of the flesh. He said it's not that's opposed to God. Amen. Our flesh, you know your flesh is opposed to God. Amen. It's opposite of God. But he said, it's not a born of blood, natural. He says, not born of the flesh, our will. But praise God, not the will of man, what we would want. But he said, but of God. He said, God Almighty chose to save you. God Almighty chose to minister to you. God Almighty chose to love you. And he loves us in so many ways, praise God. But we have to like him. Amen? Because that love of God is always there ministering to you and I. It's given us that help that we need. And he said, it's when we believe on him, praise God, we rise above the storms of this world and this life, and we come out in victory, shouting and praising God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Shouting and giving God glory for what he's done. Amen. The battles sometimes are sore. The battles sometimes are difficult. Sometimes the battles are hard. Because we live in an old sin-cursed world. Amen. But when we recognize, praise God, that we're sinners, when we recognize that you and I need a Savior, when we recognize, praise God, that we've got to, in order to have it, we've got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we've got to put our faith and trust in him, then he begins to make the difference that we can't. He begins to make the difference that the world can't make. He begins to give us that blessed assurance, praise God, as we walk and journey in this life, that Jesus Christ is Lord. We've seen him in many, many instances here just in the last couple of years here in this place. We've seen him march through here. We've seen trials and difficulties and situations. But God Almighty, through Jesus Christ our Savior, through the Holy Ghost of God, he's brought us through those circumstances. He's brought us through those instances, praise God. And we've come out on the other side shouting and praising his glory. And we look back and we can see the footprints in the sand. And it's only one set of footprints. And we know, praise God, in the depths of our soul that it wasn't us, but it was Jesus Christ our Lord that brought us us through and give us the victory. Amen. Then we get over on shouting ground, have us a spell. Well, I tell you, God likes that. We give God all the praise. We give God the glory because He's brought us. He's helped us to rise above the storm. We'll rise above the storm day, children, when we recognize that we're old sinners. When you recognize you're just an old sinner. When you recognize enough that you're a sinner that you can bow the knee, bow the head and say, Lord, forgive me a sinner. Help me, oh God, praise God, that I'd be more, that I'd have all my faith and trust in You. That I would believe on Lord Jesus Christ or what You're able to do. We're coming up on things that we've never seen before. Amen. You may say that we've never been here before. We've never gone down this road before. Our families, our children, our forefathers have never been where we are right now. And we cannot even begin to think that somebody in this world is going to bring us out. But I want to say there's a Savior and His name is Jesus. And He is here, praise God, to help us to rise above the storms that we're facing. To come out victorious, shouting His praise and giving Him glory. But I want to say today we ought to just go ahead and do it now. Just go ahead and begin to praise the Lord. To believe on Him, praise God, unto everlasting life. Amen. With Him. Amen. Rising above the storm, John says in John chapter 3 and verse 36, He said, He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Amen. He said, hey, listen, there's a Lord and a Savior, praise God. He said, when we just recognize our sin and we recognize the need for a Savior, praise God, and we put our faith and trust Him, believing in the death, burial, and the resurrection, that He did all that for us. If He done all that for you and for me, praise God, then He's going to continue to help us all the way to the end of this way. And He's going to call us out of here one day in just a little while. He's going to call us up. He's going to say, come away, my beloved, my fair one. And boy, we're going to depart out of this place with a shout, praise God, and go out of here, amen, into the portals of heaven. We're going to be shouting and praising and giving God glory. All of this praise will be real. We'll rise above all the anguish and the travail and the things of this world. There'll be no sadness or sorrow or weeping or tears. And we'll file into the portals of glory. And they'll be shouting and praising throughout eternity, amen, for the goodness of God Almighty. Pray everlasting life. We'll leave behind all the trivial stuff down here. It's all trivial. It's all for, as Solomon would say, it's just a vexation of spirit. Amen. It's just anxiety for no reason. But the Lord told the disciples, He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, don't fret and worry over this stuff. I want to say today, church, listen to me. Don't fret and worry over this mess that's here. Amen. Just put our faith and trust in the Lord. Amen. Just every day, just say, Lord, just forgive me an old sinner. Amen. I mean, just come before Him just as humbly as we know how. Amen. You know what's wrong with us, church? We've lost our humility. Amen. We've lost our humility. Do you hear me? We don't want to come humbly before God and just admit that we're old sinners, that you're an old sinner. Amen. We don't want to admit, praise God, that you need a Savior to keep you straight. Amen. People all the time ask me, so you keeping this one straight or that one straight? And I just tell them, I can't get up that early. Amen. I can't get up early enough to keep you straight. But God can. Amen. He don't sleep. He never slumbers. He's always there to direct us and keep us and focus us and give us direction. Amen. When we just realize that we need Him. Amen. When we realize, church, listen to me, and I'm done. When we realize that we need, that you need the Lord Jesus Christ more than we ever have. We need Him to keep us focused. We need Him to help us to rise above the storm that's a coming at us. And if you're not in a storm right now, as Miss G says, just get ready because there's probably one coming. We don't know about tomorrow, but we know who holds it. We know who's in charge of all the stuff in our lives. We know the one that can make a difference in your life and mine. And we need to just rise up and we need to ask God to forgive us our sins, recognize our sin, admit, praise God, we need a Savior, and just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to the saving of souls. There's a lot of our families, a lot of our loved ones is lost without God. Amen. And I'm anxious about that. I worry about that. We preached our Wednesday night on that, that the Lord's never late. He's right on time. Amen. And He is right on time. But when He is 4 days late at Lazarus' tomb, Amen. They said, if you had only been here, but he was right on time. Amen. He was 4 days late. They said, by now he's spanking. You know, we get away from God. And I told him Wednesday night, you get away from God spiritually 4 days without the Lord, without the Word of God. He said, you'll become spiritually dead. Amen. We need the Lord Jesus Christ every day of our life. And when we realize that we're sinners, well, then praise God, we'll seek the Lord more often. Amen. When we admit that we can't do it, we can't make it without Him, we need to start every day. Listen to me, children, and I'm done. Every day we need to start with the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, I need some help today. I need you to touch me that I'd be a light to everybody else. I need you, Lord, I realize I'm an old sinner exceeding. And Lord, I realize that I can't be any different without you. But Lord, I'm going to believe and trust on the blood that was shed on Calvary. I'm just going to plead the blood, Lord Jesus Christ, to make me different. Amen. Praise God. Rising above the storm. How do we do it, preacher? By falling on our face and say, Lord, would you forgive me a sinner? Lord, would you help me, Lord? I can't make it without you. And Lord, we need your help right now. Lord, we've got children that's lost. We got loved ones lost. We got mamas and daddies that's lost. We got people that's hurting. People that don't know where to go. We got a country that's been miscommunicated to. We've got a country that's out of sorts. We got people that's turned their back on God and godliness. Lord, we need your help. Hey, Lord, we're just an old sinful. We've got an old sinful nature. We live in the midst of a sinful people, as Isaiah said. Amen. We need your help, Lord. We can't do it without you.